KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
69 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde for KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Image Builders Committee awards the Atlantic Rotary Club a Community Improvement Award for Santa's Cabin in Atlantic City Park. This summer, the Rotary Club invested nearly $14,000 in the restoration, sealing, and securing of the cabin for the next generation of Atlantic children to enjoy during the holidays when Santa sets up his Atlantic headquarters. For more information about how to nominate or receive a Community Improvement Award, please contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 712-243-3017. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
On Wednesday, August 21st, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office executed two search warrants in Villisca. The first being at 113 North 4th Avenue around 9 a.m. 41-year-old Chad Jason Rickers of Villisca was arrested and charged with three counts of delivery of methamphetamine. He is being held on $50,000 bond. Also arrested was 38-year-old Misty Marie Herring of Villisca. She was charged with child endangerment and is being held on $2,000 bond. As a result of the second warrant at 609 East 8th Street at approximately 3:20 p.m., 35-year-old Jill Curran of Villisca was arrested and charged with criminal mischief in the fourth, possession of methamphetamine, and additional pending drug charges. Curran was held on $1,000 bond. The sheriff's office was assisted by the Department of Human Services Child Protection Division. On Thursday, the Adams County Sheriff's Office arrested two people. 43-year-old Matthew Desher of Corning was arrested and charged with aggravated assault after he walked into a Hy-Vee store and threatened an employee with a knife. He is being held on $2,000 bond. Also arrested Thursday was Tara Squibb of Corning on a warrant from Union County. She is being held on $300 bond. A prayer leader at the Islamic and Culture Center Bosniak in Des Moines has pled not guilty to sexual abuse charges. The Des Moines Register reports that 40-year-old Nerman Spahik waived his right to an initial appearance and entered the plea Thursday. Johnston police arrested Spahik last week after a 42-year-old woman and her 18-year-old daughter told police he had abused them during a religious ritual at their home. Spahik later denied sexually abusing them. He was charged with sex abuse and sexual exploitation by clergy. A report by the country's five largest mortgage providers says Iowa homeowners have received nearly $40 million in relief through a national settlement. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says in a Thursday news release that the report by an independent monitor shows more than 1,100 homeowners in the state have received money under the national mortgage settlement. The average amount of assistance for an Iowa borrower is about $33,200, which was received between March and June of this year. The report says 240 Iowa homeowners have refinanced their mortgages with an average rate reduction of nearly 3.5%. More than 640,000 borrowers nationally have received more than $51 billion in mortgage relief through the settlement. Four delegates from Dubuque's sister city of Handen, China, are visiting eastern Iowa. The three-day visit begins Tuesday and will be aimed at the delegates gaining a broader understanding of Dubuque's economic development, especially in industrial property. The delegation will include the director of Handen's Municipal Foreign Affairs Office and the vice director of Handen's Municipal Commerce Bureau. Their itinerary includes tours of John Deere, Hormel, and manufacturer A.Y. McDonald. Officials say the visit is related to the 30th anniversary of Iowa's sister state's relationship with the Hebei province in China. which became Dubuque's sister city in 1989. It's located in the southern section of the province. Weeks after the University of Iowa was named the nation's top party school, authorities delivered a sober warning to students arriving on campus for fall semester. We'll be watching you. The Iowa City Police Department announced Thursday that it will be sending out teams of officers on party patrols on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. They'll be ready to crash disruptive house parties, root out disorderly behavior in university neighborhoods, and intervene when parties may be getting out of control. Police said the goal was to prevent the problems that comes with the huge parties and binge drinking. The Princeton Review announced earlier this month that students consider Iowa the top party school, based on a nationwide survey of 126,000 college students. The Iowa Court of Appeals has affirmed the conviction of a man sentenced to life in prison for killing a pregnant woman whose body was burned in a Scott County field. The Quad City Times reports the court Wednesday affirmed the conviction of Chad Welsh, a former used car salesman from Burlington. A jury found him guilty in 2012 of first-degree murder, abuse of a corpse, and unlawful termination of a human pregnancy in the death of Angela Hennies. Welsh became a suspect in 2011 after being imprisoned on a pornography charge and submitting a DNA sample that matched evidence from the field where Hennies' burned remains were found. Welsh appealed the pregnancy conviction, arguing his attorney should have claimed a lack of evidence that he recklessly ended a pregnancy. Waterloo authorities say a standoff between police officers and a man inside a house has ended without incident. Waterloo police say the standoff began Thursday morning after someone reported a home burglary involving two people. Police arrived and immediately arrested 18-year-old Corian Jamal Pursley of Waterloo, who was found outside the residence with a .25-caliber handgun. A second person, 22-year-old Michael Maurice Carter, refused to come out of the house. Authorities dispatched a tactical unit and negotiation team. Carter surrendered about 2 hours later after police had contact with him via cell phone. Both Carter and Pursley have been charged with second-degree burglary. Pursley also faces a charge of carrying weapons. Court records do not list attorneys for the men. From late August through Labor Day, city, county, and state police will be out in force as part of the annual nationwide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over crackdown on drunk driving. The crackdown, which will include high visibility enforcement throughout Iowa, will run from August 26th through September 8th. The effective nationwide drunk driving crackdown will include high visibility enforcement and will be supported by national paid advertising, creating a comprehensive campaign to curb drunk driving in August and through the Labor Day holiday weekend. Iowa ranks second as having the lowest number of alcohol-related fatalities in the nation. For more information, visit the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign headquarters at trafficsafetymarketing.gov. Authorities say two people found dead in their Sioux City home probably died of smoke inhalation. The two were identified on Thursday as Susan and Steve Smid, who were 58. She was a music teacher for the Sioux City School District. He worked for the district's food services. Their bodies were found inside their home on Thursday morning. Sioux City Fire Marshal Mark Aesop says the fire started on top of a stove and later died out because of a lack of oxygen. Firefighters found a smoke detector that was damaged by the fire, but it's unclear whether it was working. Firefighters revived the couple's dog, which was found in the home. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness, social isolation,
impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Thomas Billheimer, 63, of Casey, died Monday, August 19th at his home in Casey. Funeral services for Thomas Billheimer will be held today at 10 a.m. in the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. Harold Reinke, 94 of Manning, died Sunday, August 18th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Reinke will be held 10:30 a.m. today at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Herb Koenig, 103 of Helber, currently of Omaha, died Tuesday, August 20th in Omaha. Services for Herb Koenig will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the St. Augustine Church in Helber. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of arrangements. Joseph Claire Marnin, 95 of Stewart, died Tuesday, August 20th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral Mass for Joseph Claire Marnin will be held on Saturday, August 24th at 10 a.m. in the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Nadine Joint, 87 of Casey, died Tuesday, August 20th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral service for Nadine Joint will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Leroy Schwenke, 81 of Messina, died Wednesday, August 21st at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Leroy Schwenke will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the Messina Baptist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Malin Lee Carruthers, 81 of Council Bluffs, died Monday, August 19th at Mercy Hospital. Funeral service for Malin Lee Carruthers will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in Epworth United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs. Maher Livingston Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Ruth Peterson, 98 of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday, August 20th at Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Ruth Peterson will be held on Saturday, August 24th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Boomer Township. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Melvin Dennis Denny Dyke Longcore, 68 of Oakland, died Tuesday, August 20th at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Denny Longcore will be held at 12:30 p.m. Saturday, August 24th at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Regan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Sharon C. Mealy, 77 of Macon, Georgia, formerly of Clarinda, died Saturday, August 17th. Memorial graveside services for Sharon C. Mealy will be held on Sunday, August 25th at 12 p.m. at the Clarinda Cemetery. Walker Merrick Funeral Home in Clarinda is assisting with the arrangements. Ivan Chafa, 98 of Fontenelle, died August 9th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Ivan Chafa will be held 11 a.m. Monday, August 26th at the Fontenelle Cemetery. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic, 243-5796. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News.